Love Talk Radio.
The spirit of the Lord is here. The spirit of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. The power of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord. It's you. Make some noise if you've been in presence. Come on, see you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let's sing it.
The presence of the Lord.
The presence of the Lord.
Thank you.
Great show, da da da. Yeah, that kind of animal. Yeah, my boy's good, kid. Hallelujah.
Every day. I pray the favor of God in your life.
Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord.
The first Sunday in September will be Friends and Family Sunday. So think of the friends and family you want to invite out to church, have service with us. We'll be glad to have you. Don't forget to visit the ministry's website, rymmi.org, and look and see what the ministry's mission and vision is. Hallelujah. Thank you very much. Back to you, Pastor.
Praise God. God bless you real good. And I just wanted to share, if anybody wants to sow into a ministry that's doing something, not just locally, but worldwide. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We will see. But you, if you have Cash App, hallelujah, you can do $, capital T, and then all the other letters are lowercase. That's PHCPWC. All right. $, capital T, then all the other letters are lowercase. That's PHCPWC. And you can send $1 or you can send $1 million or anything in between. God bless you. As we are blessing the people of God all over the world. We are blessing people in Africa, in this country, all over the world. Our station is being aired in Poland and Australia and Germany and China and Japan and Africa and all over North America and South America and England and Europe. Hallelujah. We just thank God for the opportunity to spread his word.
Amen.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Pastor Peaches. And you know, I just want to let people know that somebody prayed for you. They had you on their mind. They didn't just stop there, but they took a little time out of their schedule to pray for you. And they didn't just say, God bless everybody in the world, although that's good. They said your name out loud. They called your name. You say, well, I don't know if they did that. Well, I know somebody prayed for me. When my back was against the wall, when I was a knucklehead, when I didn't have sense enough to pray for myself, when I was a heathen, somebody, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, prayed for me. And because they did that, we're going to pray. We're going to pray for us. Right. As the song plays in the background, we're going to, hallelujah. You know, when the praises go up,
the blessings come down. Hallelujah.
Blessings are coming down. Hallelujah. We're going to put people's names under the atmosphere so they can grab a blessing here and there and there. And we pray, Almighty God, in Jesus' name, that signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings follow. In Jesus'
name. And hallelujah.
To you. God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray for hallelujah, Pastor Peaches. Hallelujah. We pray for hallelujah. Glory to God. Minister Cleveland, Rakeem.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Minister
Earl Bird.
God.
Hallelujah.
Linda and
Dominique.
Sterling and Reggie and Barry and
Yale Curtis.
Huda and Alan.
Pamela Curtis.
Tanya.
Xavier Malachi and Reem.
Okay.
Rachel Johnson.
We pray for
Bertie Johnson.
Anna and Ava. And
Rena Johnson. Murray and Crane.
Stephanie and Little Stephanie and Desiree and Monique.
All right. Lewis.
Oh, yes. And
Elisa and Regina, right.
And
Whitehall.
And Joshua. And Little Mitchell. And Pastor Mitchell. And
oh, hallelujah. And Nicholas.
Pauline. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We pray.
Tina Jones.
God. We pray. Oh,
Diamond Inno.
Pastor Don Street and First Lady.
Name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. We pray for. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Malachi
Harper. And First Lady Harper.
Even Emmanuel Bird.
Harper. And Dr. Sharon Harper.
Hallelujah.
For Apostle and Bishop. Hallelujah. Dwight Smith and Lady Linda.
Zelda.
Sister Sandra Owens and Elder Tommy Owens and Elder
Edda
Carey and Elder QB Stevenson and Prophet Cynthia and another Prophet Hallelujah. Minister Jane and Minister Janice. Hallelujah. And Yvonne and Yvette and Mother Dolores Harrison. Angie Harrison. Yvette, hallelujah, and Rosalind and Ronald Hurst.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Apostle Margie Mercer. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Elder Lester, Deacon Dale. Hallelujah. Pastor Tom Swin. Hallelujah. First Lady Rosalind Swin. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Norman Nevins. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Latricia, hallelujah, tiny, another Latricia, hallelujah, and Dominique, and another Dominique, hallelujah, and Earl, and another Earl, and still another Earl, and one more Earl, and Tavon, and another Tavon, and another Tavon, hallelujah, and Trayvon, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God, and Kimberly, and Pamela, hallelujah, and glory to God, hallelujah, Danielle, still one more Danielle, hallelujah, and hallelujah, George Dukeson, Tavon, and Maurice, hallelujah, Shirley Hendricks, and Maurice, and Marvin, and James Kelly, hallelujah, glory to God, Marvelyn, hallelujah, glory to God. Sarah Bright, hallelujah. Angela Jennings Hill, hallelujah. Angela Rue, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Patty Collins, hallelujah. Denise Rue, hallelujah. Glory to God. Tony and Vicky Bird, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Juliet, Andrea, David, hallelujah. And Gina, hallelujah. Glory to God. Emmanuel, hallelujah. Glory to God. Malachi, Xavier, hallelujah. Pastor Lewis Wright, Pastor Viola Wright, hallelujah. Glory to God. Maria Nadoce, Pastor Jason Roseville, Charlene Roseville, Shirley Whitley, Sherry Wilfong, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Betty Christmas, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory. Betty Durton, hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory to God. Avon Bellamy, hallelujah, glory to God. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah. Pastor Maxine Lee, Sister Joan and Sister Lil, hallelujah, glory to God. Jasmine, hallelujah, all the children, all the family. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, praise you. Hallelujah. And Father God, may signs and wonders follow. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we praise your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Well, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, you've tuned into the Wednesday International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, where the broken are made whole by God.
Hallelujah.
And after this election,
you
will hear the voice of a Holy Ghost,
hallelujah,
tongue talking, fire baptized, demon destroying, woman of the word, guardian of the altar,
hallelujah,
none other than Pastor Peaches Bird, with the children's corner. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. He has made me glad. Glory, glory, hallelujah, hallelujah. What day is it, young people?
Birthday.
Young people?
Okay.
Hallelujah, it's Wednesday. Hump day.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. It comes the same time every week. Hallelujah. We may have different things going on during the week. I know we're not in school yet, but we're looking forward to it. I hope you're looking forward to returning back to school. And I know for some of you, it's territory. Some of you have not embarked upon it yet. It's going to be something new. You're going to a new grade. Some of you going to a new school. And that reminds me, I want to send a shout-out to Malachi Rainey. He's going into his senior year at Ace High School. He's going to be a senior. Woo!
Yeah.
Oh, Malachi. Hallelujah. 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 And to Rena Jones. She's going into the ninth grade. Woo-hoo!
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory. These young ladies are getting older. Hallelujah. But God is with you. And a lot of times we get nervous when we are embarking upon new territory, new space, new areas, some place that we have not gone before. We think, oh, my goodness, the work is going to get hard. The work is going to be harder. I'm leaving some of my friends behind. Some of my friends have gone on to other schools, or they may be in another class. And sometimes we may feel uncertain about some things. Or we may, like, oh, wow, I've never done this before. But then we think, oh, I've got the Lord with me. All right. Yes, I can do this. I can do this. And you feel just as strong. You can feel just as strong and courageous as David. When he went to his father, told him, your brothers are out there fighting in battle. Take this food to them. Take these loaves of bread and this food to them. I know they're hungry, whatever. They need some nourishment. And when David, when he heard somebody talking about this big man named Goliath, this Philistine that they needed defeated, and this Philistine would get a whole lot of, this person that kills or defeats the Philistine would get all of these rewards. And he said, what is it that's going to be given to the person that defeats this Philistine? Oh, and he's going to get this and this. He's going to get the king's daughter, and his family is going to be exempt from taxes, paying taxes and this. And, oh, and somebody said, but you can't. You're just a little boy. You can't go do that. And he said, when I was watching my father's sheep, a bear came, and I took him by his hair, and I killed him. And when the lion came, I killed him too. And who was this uncircumcised Philistine? Can you just imagine a little boy and his chest getting big? Oh, really? You telling me I can't do what? When somebody tell you, child of God, something you can't do because they're looking at your size and your age? Oh, well, you're just a child. You can't do. Oh, no, uh-uh. Let the Holy Ghost boldness rise up in you and say, oh, yes, I can with the help of my God, I can do it. So show me where he is. Show me this uncircumcised Philistine. And you know what? David conquered him.
Yes.
David did it with the help of the Lord. Young person, there is nothing out there that you can't conquer. When now you're going into a senior year and you're going to another school, you're going to a new grade. Yes, things are going to be harder. They're going to be tougher because they're supposed to be. But there is no area that you'll be going into that God won't go with you. Hallelujah. He will be there with you every step of the way. Every book you have to read, every assignment you have to do, every project you have to turn in, every teacher that you have to go and sit under, God is able to give you favor with that teacher. Hallelujah. Keep your hand in God's hand. Always honor God. When you do it, before you do your homework, honor God with the word of God. This is something I did through my year, even when I was in college. You and I was in, even after I graduated from high school, there was just a habit of mine to read the Word of God before I did my homework.
Mm.
I honored God.
Yes.
And when you honor God, God will honor you. Even in college, I honored God, and God honored me. Hallelujah. And he is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Hallelujah.
The God that we serve is able to do exceeding abundantly above. And he said, exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or think according to the power that worketh within us.
Hallelujah.
He's able to do way more than what you can even think.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He said he'll make you the head and not the tail, above only, not beneath.
Mm.
Hallelujah. You're his child. You represent the God of the universe.
Mm.
You represent, when you're in science or in your science class, and they're telling me, the worlds were made by a big boom, whatever, you know, you see, in your mind, you say, yeah, that's what you think. I know the God that really made the heaven and the earth and the planets and the stars in the sky, and that's the God I worship. Hallelujah. I know better. Thank you, Jesus. Young people, God will honor you. Hallelujah. I know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
I know the God that I witnessed to in school. I talked to the young people in school about that. I lived out the life. Hallelujah. Just because they were doing certain things didn't mean I had to do them, and it doesn't mean you have to do them. When they get mad and try and be disrespectful to the teachers, it doesn't mean you have to be upset and be mad, upset with the teachers and saying things about the teacher behind the teacher's back and doing whatever they're doing. You always do what's right.
Yeah.
You be the trendsetter. You be the one that's the example. You be the holy example. And believe you me, your friends that are afraid to be different but really want to be different, when their buddies aren't around, they're the ones who want to come to you and say, I wish I could be like you. Can you be praying for my family? Can you be praying for me? I want to get good grades too. You're going to be an example. You're going to may stick out like a sore thumb. Believe you me, God has already marked you. You're already marked by the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
So you might as well walk in the way that God has already prepared for you. Listen to your parents. The Word of God says to honor. Honor your parents. That doesn't have an age limit on it. I don't care how old you get. Always honor your parents.
Yeah.
Always honor God. And God will honor you. Hallelujah. Be blessed. Have a wonderful school year. I know school is supposed to be starting this month. I know for Baltimore County, and I know I was told also for Baltimore City, that remains to be seen. Hallelujah. And I pray that God will bless you with everything you need, all materials, equipment, shoes, clothing, everything. Hallelujah. Go with God. God bless you. Back to you, Pastor.
Did you know that the Apostle John had a glimpse of what praise is like in heaven? In the book of Revelation, he describes voices that sound like thunder and a mighty waterfall, like the crashing of the ocean on the shore. Let's join those voices right now, and even though we can't see them or hear them, we'll be part of heaven's mighty chorus.
Revelation 19, verse 1. After this, I heard what sounded like the roar of a great multitude in heaven shouting, Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and power belong to our God.
Revelation 19, verse 6. Then I heard what sounded like a great multitude, like the roaring of rushing waters, and like loud peals of thunder shouting, Hallelujah! For our Lord God Almighty reigns.
Hallelujah, salvation and glory, glory and power belong to our God. Hallelujah, salvation and glory, glory and power belong to our God.
Oh.
Thank you, Pastor Peters, for the Children's Corner. May God add signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings to the Children's Corner on tonight.
Hallelujah.
And Pastor Peters, I just thought about something. As these children are going to new classes and new schools, perhaps, there's some children that can be calling the studious ones nerds. But see, I found out when that child that calls another child a nerd, when they grow up, they may get a job and they'll work for 30 years and retire. But guess who owned that particular company?
Yep, the nerd.
The nerd.
Yep.
So, y'all, hey, look, that's a compliment. Nerd means that you may be studious now, but later on you're going to be owning companies and businesses. That those folk that called your name are going to have to come to you to get a job. Thank you, Pastor Pete. I enjoy your Children's Corner. It was very insightful and enlightening. Now, I need to ask you a question. Can I ask you a question?
Let me think. Yes.
This is a question I've never asked you.
Oh, really?
I get you.
I hope I have the answer then.
What is elephant skin used for?
Elephant skin?
Yes.
I guess the whole elephant together.
That's the answer.
Oh, my goodness.
I thought I'd trick you up that time. All right, Pastor Peters. You know, a lot of people wonder why we tell people to get a book, you know, a pen and all that. See, this is not entertainment. If you're taking this as entertainment, you're in the wrong place at the wrong time. You need to go and turn on your TV or your radio to some of those shows. This is a work in progress. You are a work in progress. This is school. That's why you need to get your paper and your pen or your composition notebook, get your Bible. Because we're gonna stay in the Word of God, and we're going to show you some things in the Word of God. And you need to remember them. We need to write it down, because guess what? As long as you're in this earth suit, you're going to need what the Word of God says. Is that right, Pastor Beecher?
Amen. Yeah.
Hallelujah. Need you to turn, get your Bibles out and turn to 1 Corinthians Chapter 11, verses 23-30. What time is it, Pastor Peters?
Communion time.
Well, bless God. This is the time for the meal that heals, for the meal that gives life, preserves life, revives life, for the confirmation meal.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In the text on today, tells you a lot about this meal. And we lift up the elements of Holy Communion right now. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask that you would bless, anoint, and sanctify the elements in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In the text on today, it says to examine yourselves. And we do just that. Hallelujah. And I've mentioned this many times, ever since I was a child. So it's in me. Every time they talk about communion, I think about the things I've done right, the things I've done wrong, and I repent. So we're going to do that. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for your covenant name. And I believe that the number one covenant name is Jehovah Tsidkenu, the Lord, our righteousness and our forgiveness of sin.
Thank you, Jesus.
And Father God, I repent of everything I said, done, or even thought that was displeasing in your sight. Please forgive me of every sin of omission and commission, as I forgive everyone of everything they've ever done to me, whether real or imagined. I thank you that the names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. I forgive myself. I hold no grudges, no resentment, no guilt. Hallelujah. In the text on tonight, it says to examine yourself. And again, we comprehend, we're fully aware, we do understand what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. And Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, your word helps us do that. Isaiah, thank you, Lord. Isaiah 53, verse 5, says, you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you, and with your stripes we are healed. 1 Peter 2, 24b says, with your stripes we were healed. And if we were healed, we are healed. Hebrews 9:22b says, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Revelations 1 and 5 says, you washed our sins with your own blood. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Ephesians 1 and 7, Colossians 1:14, Matthew 26:28 says, we have redemption through your blood. It's through your blood that our sins are forgiven. So we comprehend, we're fully aware, we do understand what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. Now your word says that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed be God the Lord. We are taking communion worthily because we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we are eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. And Psalms 118, verse 17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Hallelujah. And Numbers 23:19, God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you've spoken out of your mouth, you shall perform it. Hallelujah. In Isaiah 55:11, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish. It will prosper in which it was sent. So we thank you for your word on tonight. There's one thing you put above yourself. It's your word. Psalms 138, verse 2. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Ghost.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. On the same night,
thank you, Jesus.
In remembrance
on the same night.
Yeah.
On the
we
same night.
Bread, your body broken.
That the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed.
Yes.
He took the bread.
Of you.
And when he had given thanks, we thank you again, Lord. He broke it and declared, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
And every time.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for your healing already. Your word says in St. Luke 4:18, Isaiah 61, verse 1, verse 2, and verse 3. Your word declares that you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial healing. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our body, the alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, the integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet, from inside out, outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Matthew 15:26. 1 John 3:1-2. St. John 1:12-13. Galatians 3:26. Psalms 100 says, we are your children and the sheep of your pasture, and healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for your healing bread on today. Thank you, Holy Ghost. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord. We remember you, Lord. And on the same night when the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, he declared, hallelujah, this is the New Testament in my blood. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's drink together.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
Holy Ghost. We thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
That the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Exodus 12:13-23. Exodus 15:26. Deuteronomy 7:15. God, you said. God, you said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. Thank you, Jesus. And none of the diseases of Egypt of the world shall overtake you when I see the blood.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins, our missteps and mistakes, our forefathers and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost,
thank you, Jesus,
and the spirit of Elijah and Tishrei, we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to no effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, every vexing. We call down the fire of heaven in Jesus' name on every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, every vexing. Fire, 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 fire. Fire, 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 fire. In Jesus' name. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Thank you, Holy Ghost. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to no effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, utterly destroys every ungodly soul tie. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Thank you, Holy Ghost. We remember you, Lord. Thank you for Holy Communion on today. Thank you, Lord, for our confirmation meal. Thank you, Lord, for who we are, whose we are, and what we are. And because of that, Lord, we boldly share our family daily confession on this evening. We speak for every man, woman, boy, or girl in our family, in our extended family. According to Job 22:28, Romans 4:17, 2 Kings, the first chapter, Acts 1:8, Romans 8:11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we are not intimidated by anything in this life. We are kingdom citizens. We are fivefold ministry gifts. We are gifts through ministry of health. We are brilliant. We are awesome. We are amazing. We are intelligent. We are powerful. We are perfect. We are strong. We are mighty. We are great. We are beautiful in Jesus' name. Now unto him who is able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen.
And amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We praise God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Pastor Peaches, hallelujah. I got a call on you again. Can I bother you one more time?
Let me call you later, but.
All righty then. Hallelujah. Can I ask you, what time is it?
What time is it? Oh, time for the word.
Oh, see ya. Glory.
Man, I knew that one.
Hallelujah. You knew that one. Hallelujah.
Yes, time for the word, Pastor Berry.
Yes, praise God. Thank you, Pastor Peaches. Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I don't take this responsibility lightly. Hallelujah. But I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Use me for your glory today. Heal someone, deliver someone, set the captive, save, fill with your Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, touch these lips of clay that they may speak with excellence, accuracy, and boldness. And let signs and wonders and miracles follow in Jesus' name. And Father God, we thank you for spiritual authority to tread on serpents and scorpions. Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you and your satanic cohorts. We curse you from the root and command you to rebound in Jesus' name. And Father God, we thank you, Lord, for the harvest of every seed sown tonight. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for 30, 60, 100-fold, even 1,000-fold increase in blessing. And oh God, thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Let signs and wonders and miracles follow. And we give you the glory. We give you the honor. We give you the praise. We magnify your name. We glorify your name in Jesus' name. And the church says,
amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Several centuries ago, in fact, in the 14th century, there was a pandemic. They called it the Black Plague. And conservative estimates that between 75 and 200 million people died.
Wow.
Europe, Asia, and Northern Africa. This plague was spread initially by fleas on rats, and it was called the bubonic plague. But as we found out, plagues morphosizes, they change, and the plague became the bubonic plague. It was then spread from people to people. And that's why so many people, that plague changed the whole course of history. Because about 30 years before the plague hit, there was a almost worldwide famine, specifically in Europe and the Middle East, and 30 million people died because of the famine. So you add 30 million to 200 million, over a quarter of the people that inhabited the earth died. Europe was hard hit most of all. And that sparked the slave trade, gave impetus, because they needed workers. And they went down to sub-Saharan Africa and brought slaves to Europe and to the Middle East and to some parts of Asia as well. The point I'm trying to make, the pneumonic plague was spread from people to people. Hold that thought, y'all. Pastor Peaches, can you read the addresses on today?
Psalms 1, verses 1 through 3. 1 Corinthians 5, verse 11. Proverbs 24, verses 1 and 2. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 33, 2 Timothy 3, verses 1 through 5, and 1 Corinthians 12, verses 8 through 10.
Praise God. Thank you, Pastor Peaches. The title of this message is The People You Hang Around Minister Life or Death to You. Say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
The people you hang around.
People you hang around.
Minister life or death to you.
Minister life or death to you.
Tell another neighbor. Say, neighbor. Oh, neighbor. The people you hang around minister life or death to you. And if you don't have anyone there with you, say, self. Oh, self. The people you hang around minister life or death to you. It's real. You are the average of the 3 to 5 people you hang around.
Mm-hmm.
You got to hang around the right folk.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why a lot of folk didn't go a lot of different places when the pandemic hit. Because they didn't want to hang around the wrong people. Is that right?
Scared to catch something.
Amen. Well, they ought to have their spiritual eyes open and see this. You can catch something in the spirit. Hallelujah. Read the first scripture.
Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper.
You have here the dichotomy set up. One is inferred, one is stated. Two things. Blessed is the folk that don't hang around ungodly people. Think about ungodly people like somebody got the pneumonic plague or COVID. You don't want to hang around them, is that right?
Amen.
Because you're going to catch what they got.
Mm-hmm.
Now the scripture says, blessed is the man what's that first scripture? Blessed is the man that doesn't hang around, sit in the seat.
And walk with not any counsel of
God. You're not around a whole bunch of evil folk. If you hang around five thieves, guess what? You're going to be the sixth. If you hang around five shoplifters, guess what? You're going to be the sixth. But here's the good part about it. If you hang around five doctors, you're going to be the sixth one. If you hang around five lawyers, you're going to be the sixth one. If you hang around five teachers, you're going to be the sixth one. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's important. The people you hang around, y'all, minister life or death to you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm reminded of Uncle Pig and his piglets walking through the barnyard and following the pig with a little old lamb. Now, Uncle Pig and his piglets found the pig stall in the mud, and they were delighted. They indulged themselves in that. Oh, no better place. Whoa, whatever. The lamb fell into the pig, and they struggled to get out because they know that wasn't the place they should be. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
There are two types of folk who are in dealing with sin. There's one who is indulging in sin. They done signed up for sin. They done put their name on the dance card. And there's somebody who slipped and fell in. Who struggles to get out because they know they're in the wrong place at the wrong time. We see that happen to some of us. And so many of us are quick to put a label on that person. They did that and stuff. But they knew they said, and they're struggling to get themselves out of that situation. That's a different story. But the person that indulges in sin ain't trying to get out. He said, oh, no better place. Those folk you cannot hang around because they can throw mud on you. They may even try, you trying to get out. You done found that you were part of the wrong crowd and you trying to get out. They may pull you in and say, you ain't leaving us. Some folk need, what do they call it? They need companionship, and they join a gang, and then when they find out what the gang is all about, they try to leave. But the gang says, you ain't getting out of here. See, you got to understand that the people you hang around minister life or death to you. So you got to be careful of who you hang around. Could be family. There's some family members you got to love at a distance. Could be some neighbors you got to love at a distance. Could be some coworkers. You can't sit down at the table with them. You got to sit at a table by yourself. Because they're trying to pull you into that stuff. And then when you come up, they're going to pull you into the mud. When you come out of the pig pen, you still got mud on you. You got to get a bath. Thank God for the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. He washes us white as snow. Hallelujah. The people you hang around minister life or death to you. Go to the next scripture.
The next scripture is 1 Corinthians 5:11, which says, but now I have written unto you not to keep company if any man that is called a brother to be a fornicator or a covetous or an idolater or a railer or a drunkard, or an extortioner with such an one, no, not to eat.
You don't even, you say, I'm just going to eat because I need to eat. These folk don't know how to act.
Not with them.
They may cause a commotion where you're eating, and all of you, you're not just them. You ain't doing nothing. You just sitting at the table with them. you all get thrown out or you all get arrested. Because the owner's going to say, that came with it. They were causing the problem. You say, well, what about Jesus? He ate with the publicans. He had a purpose. His purpose was salvation. He knew that they were going down the wrong road. His place there was to try to lead them to salvation.
Mm.
But guess what? He had an okay from the Father God. He was on a mission. When you're on a mission, when God tells you audibly, when God tells you, put that unction in your spirit, that's when you go. Because everything good to do is not necessarily good for you to do.
Amen.
You may not be prepared for what you're going to face.
That's right.
But I got saved, and I just want to go and save the world. You know, you haven't even seen 1 millionth of the world's population, let alone you want to save the world. You better start with your family and work from there. Glory to God. The people you hang around minister life or death to you. They're either going to help you or they're going to hurt you.
Mm-hmm.
Go to the next scripture.
Proverbs 24:1-2. Be not thou envious against evil men, neither desire to be with them, for their heart studieth destruction, and their lips talk of mischief.
You don't hang around them.
Amen.
There's some folks that hung around the disgraced president. And I have never seen so many people get charged with crimes relating to the president.
Mm.
The people you hang around minister life or death to you. Don't be crazy. Don't hang around folks that you know is evil. Don't hang around Uncle Pig in the pig pen. Because some mud, some goo is going to get on you. Oh, some goo is going to get on you. I'm a poet and didn't know it.
Mm-mm.
You said you shouldn't have said that. I ain't afraid to say that. The word of God stands. Everybody is subject to the word of God, from the top to the bottom. I'm subject to the word of God. I stand on God's word. Go ahead. Read another one.
1 Corinthians 15:33. Be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners.
You hang around people that talking mess or filthy jokes and stuff like that, and you still sitting there. What's wrong with you? It's going to corrupt you. Then after a while, you're going to say, maybe I could just say one curse word.
Oh.
Or you may hang around some folk who indulge in homosexuality. There are a bunch of homosexuals, and you go eat with them. You hang around them. After a while, thoughts will become, maybe that's not so bad, because they didn't seem like they were so bad. The word of God says an abomination. I stand on the word of God because it's rock. We don't hate nobody. We love everybody. But sin is sin.
Amen.
And I can't call it any other word. Sin is sin. And if you got folk who indulge in it, in other words, who got, see, that's what they call the unpardonable sin. That's the sin where folk ain't trying to get right. They done decided their pleasure is so good, they don't care what the Bible say. In fact, they're going to change the Bible and take out stuff and omit stuff so they can be rationalized that what they're doing is holy. It ain't holy. All right. Go to the next scripture.
2 Timothy 3:1-5.
Go ahead.
This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemous, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection.
Come on now.
Truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures, more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such turn away.
There's some church organizations that the bishop is a practicing homosexual. What are you going to preach to the congregation? You skip over the scriptures that talk about that? What are you going to do with this? There are folk in the church. You can go to the church. It's like a hospital. You can go to change, to meet Christ, if you want to meet Christ, to become a new creature. But you can't go to rationalize, well, God knows my heart. Yeah. One scripture says that it's wicked. He knows it. You better love, glory to God. The people you hang around minister life or death to you. Get it. Understand that and work with that. Go here. The last day, you heard all that stuff. Folk trying to bring all of that stuff in the church and try to make it seem all right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, ain't nothing right with not doing what God say to do. It's not right to do what God said don't do. It ain't right. It ain't right. Hallelujah. Go ahead.
1 Corinthians 12:8-10. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom.
Not right there. I got to set a preface on this. There are some ways, because a lot of times people are on the down low with stuff. Maybe a deacon, and he's shacking up. He ain't married to that woman that lives in his house. There may be some other folk who on Friday and Saturday they walk the block, and they practice it. This is part of they are engaged in it. They didn't slip into this. They chose to do certain things.
Mm.
They chose to sin.
Mm-hmm.
But they present themselves as holy. They'll say praise the Lord in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we share with you. You want to check somebody out. You tell somebody that says, praise the Lord. Who is your Lord? You ask them. He said, what are you talking about? Repeat this after me. Jesus is Lord. And if they can't say that, say, thank you for sharing. I got to go. The people you hang around minister life or death to you. The devil and his minions can't say Jesus is Lord.
Mm-hmm.
That's by the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
You can only say that via the Holy Spirit. Now, the Holy Spirit in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 gives you some tools to discern the spirit. Because there are a lot of folk as a form of godliness deny the power, but they're perpetrating a hoax. You know, the hoax. What's that? H-O-A-X? A hoax?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
They ain't real, but they appear real.
Uh-huh.
But this Holy Spirit gives almost every... I believe it. It gives every believer who wants to grow spiritually, gives them the gift of discernment of spirits. That's discerning the motivation, the spirit behind what folks say and do. Because you need to know that. Because some folk will tell you, oh, yeah, you know, this will help your church. Yeah, if you invest in this, they've only been around for 1 month. You put your money in this, and it's going to help your church because I know your church needs money and all that kind of stuff. Oh, praise the Lord. And they say all that stuff, and you think they are, oh, this is a God-sent thing. Who doesn't need money? Shove there's only one type of person that doesn't need money in this world. You know who that is? That's a bunch of folk in the graveyard.
Amen.
Anybody else, you're going to need some money sometime. I don't care if you're the hermit in the mountain. You're going to need some money some kind of way to go down and get some supplies. Is that right?
Right.
Shake it another way. We thank you, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
The Spirit of the Lord will give you discernment of spirit. The Holy Spirit will tell you something's wrong with this picture.
Mm-hmm.
And it will be an unction in your spirit. That's why you got to grow towards spiritual maturity. Because the more sensitive you are to the Spirit, the more of the discernment of spirits will flow. I'm not talking about the spirit of suspicion. That ain't from the Holy Ghost. That's from the flesh. You see somebody coming out a hotel with a sister that's not his wife, and you say, God, I perceive that he's doing something wrong. See, you didn't realize that there was a convention there, and he happened to see the sister from the church and the same convention, and they on a break, and they decided to go eat lunch together or whatever. But you have this gift of suspicion. We ain't talking about gifts of suspicion. Y'all can throw that out the window. Put it in a file cabinet 13 or whatever. The gift of discernment of spirits, the motivation, causing somebody to do something or say something. You check. And how you know this, how you check this, number one, what they say, it does not line up with the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
Or what they do does not line up with the Word of God. What they say is is extremely selfish and arrogant. And number three, glory to God. Glory to God. Number three, thank you, Holy Ghost. Number three, it's very interesting, is that they are self-righteous. They have a religious spirit, and their religiosity deals with legalism, being traditional, not what the Word says, but what their church says. You got to watch out for all of those folks. But your discernment of spirits via the Holy Spirit will help you to know the motivation. You can tell a lot of those folks because they always got their hand out. They always got alibis for why they can't do what somebody needs them to do, but they always want you to do something for them. The people you hang around minister life or death to you. They will always either help you or hurt you. There is no in-between. You need to find out the help and who's the hurting. Who gives you life and who gives you death. And as best as possible, as least as possible, stay away from those who's giving you death. Yes, the Word of God says if you drink any deadly poison, it won't hurt you. But you don't go around, oh, do you have any poison up there? And you get a bottle and you drink it. You don't hang around. You don't go there deliberately.
Mm-mm.
That's just by accident. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Ghost. The people you hang around. Some folk have lost jobs because they hung around the wrong people.
Mm-hmm.
They have friends. Oh, we grew up together. Oh, they my cousins. My cousins are bank robbers. And they got a bag on them. And this happened. Guys, his cousin said, look, we need to go to the bank. Can you drive me there? He said, sure. And he drives there. He's sitting outside waiting. And they go in the bank and rob the bank.
Mm-mm-mm.
Come out. Get in the car, said, a ride. He said, what's the matter? Oh, drive fast. Hey, what's going on? Police stop them. And guess who go to jail?
Mm-hmm.
Three of them. The people you hang around, minister life or death to you. This is a message to somebody who's hanging around the wrong people. I don't care if it's relatives. You got to love them at a distance.
Amen.
I don't care if it's your best boom coon you grew up with when you're at elementary school and high school. And you meet him and you want to associate with him. I had one friend, glory to God. He was in the neighborhood. He said he could stop over this friend's house to just visit. He hadn't seen him since high school. And he knocked on the door and they let him in. And he said, hey, how you doing, blah, blah, blah. And just then the police raid the place and find drugs. Everybody went to jail. The people you hang around minister life or death to you.
Wow.
You better check out what God says before you make a move. Hallelujah. Give me another scripture. I think I got do I have any more scriptures?
I didn't read all of this one. This was the last one. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits.
You can stop there. Are there three of these gifts that will help you to find the motivation behind folk? That's the word of wisdom. That's supernatural knowledge of an upcoming event that you wouldn't have otherwise know about. The word of knowledge is a supernatural knowledge of a past or present situation by the Holy Ghost. And, of course, I've talked to you about the discernment of spirit. The only way you can get this, be prepared to receive, allow the Holy Ghost to share these gifts with you, number one, you got to have the Holy Ghost. So you got to be saved. And you got to have the Holy Ghost. Number two, you've got to prepare yourself to be used of the Holy Ghost. Because, see, you being sensitive to the Spirit, you're not just going to help yourself. You're going to help your family and those who depend on you to lead them in the right way and in the right places. So, glory to God. So to prepare yourself to receive these gifts of the Lord, you need to go to Galatians 5:22-23. The fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, justice, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. You deal with that. You strive for that. And then the Holy Spirit says, oh, they set up. Let me give them. You become sensitive to the Spirit. The people you hang around, minister life or death to you. I'm talking to somebody who's been hanging around the wrong people, and they couldn't understand why they got fired. They still are angry at the boss and at the company because they call them prejudice. They call them all kinds of names. But they were hanging around the wrong people. Those same people that you were hanging around embezzled money. And because you were part of that group, they felt you were part of the gang who were embezzling. That's why a bunch of you got fired. Don't blame me trying to say, oh, they was prejudiced because I was black or I was white or I was Chinese or I was Native American. People you hang around will either kill your dreams or promote your dreams. They will either kill something in your life or they will give life to something in your life that's God-centered and God-ordained. Pay attention, y'all, because this is for somebody. Because I asked God, what should I talk about? And this is what came up. And I'm just a footnote here. Some folks say, well, the Bible says be angry and sin not. The Bible says in probably about 50 different places, don't be angry. because it's going to lead to sin. What you do, see, that's your temper. That's your emotions that got the best of you. But see, if you let that marinate, saute, ruminate, meditate, it's going to lead to sin. The best thing is a soft word telling for away wrath. Is that right, Pastor Pete?
Amen. Yes.
You need to deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're around a whole bunch of folks, you say, we call themselves Christians, but they all fly off the handle. They all got chips on their shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
They all scream and holler at one another all the time. You don't want to hang around them either.
Amen.
Because they haven't grown up spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
Hang around the folks that exude life, that you can see the light of the Lord Jesus Christ shining in what they say and what they do. Because what they say and what they do is a reflection of what they're thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Father God, I thank you. I'm going to stop right here. I thank you for the word that came forth today.
Hallelujah.
I thank you, Lord, that somebody had a message, received a message from you.
Thank you.
We thank you, Lord, for signs, wonders, and miracles and blessings following. In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Amen. Pass the pieces.
Hallelujah. We thank God for the word of God that went out tonight. Hallelujah. Boy, it was just what God ordered. Hallelujah. And if there is someone out there that want to receive Jesus Christ in their heart as their Lord and Savior, please repeat this prayer after me. Father God, I ask you to come into my heart. Save me from my sins. Now make you my Lord and Savior. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. It's as simple as that. You are now a child of God. Hallelujah. Walk in the word. Hallelujah. Stand on the word. Live the word. Hallelujah. Wake up in the morning. Read the word. Hallelujah. 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 This is a road that Jesus Christ will travel with you. He said he will never leave you nor forsake you. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, the angels in heaven rejoice over you because you have come to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You're now a child of God. Hallelujah. Please give us a phone call and let us know that you need communion elements. You need a Bible to read the word of God. Hallelujah. Our phone number is 410-444-5152. Hallelujah. If you have to leave a message on the phone. Hallelujah. We will get back to you. Hallelujah. Make sure we'll make some arrangements. Hallelujah. To get the Bible, get communion elements to you. Hallelujah. Our Sunday service at 3 o'clock. Hallelujah. The lower edifice of the parsonage, 3007 Iona Terrace. Hallelujah. Service starts at 3 o'clock. Hallelujah. Join us. Hallelujah. Be blessed of the Lord.
Bluetooth connected.
From the cross to take sin away, you take him high, you take him low, you take JC wherever you go. Now tell me who, tell me who's in the house, tell me who's in the house. Who's in the house? Who's in the house? Jesus Christ, it's just a light of day. Who is straight and narrow, and do they need a fight today? Tell me who, tell me who's in the house.
always the answer for when things are going wrong. His name is
Jesus.
He's hope for the hopeless.
Jesus,
the Holy One.
Jesus,
friend to the friendless.
Jesus,
God's only Son.
Jesus,
rich for the hungry.
Jesus,
for every man.
Jesus,
all creation, believe in your life, you want to
dance.
Thank you.